We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Shin Yud Chet. And the Magen Midumna had said that he will take on arrogance. He will help us overcome our arrogance. He gave a whole long allegory and an explanation to the allegory. And he says, V'gam ki namevin yaspik divirah mashal haniskarim. And even though I know that people who have understanding will find that the allegory I gave suffices, nonetheless, let's add another allegory to sweeten this passage. Mashal lemozeg yoshev bikvar. He had a person, he was a glass maker, and he lived in a village. And the villagers would always ask him, when is the beginning of the new month? And on what day does the holiday begin? And on what day does the other holiday begin? He used to open his trusted calendar and he'd tell them when the different holidays would be. And they'd come daily in mass to ask him, when are the different markets going to be open and closed? Ve'al hachagim, and when are the different holidays? Ve'al kol v'chol v'chadome, and when are the seasons going to change? So he constantly had hustling and bustling in his store as people would come and ask him, and he'd look at his calendar and answer their questions. V'yashiv el kol shuel. He'd always reply. Ve'yomer el ishto. So one day he told his wife, Shimina et asher saper elayich chadashot. He says, I have something new to tell you. She said, good, I'm listening. He said, I'm a genius. I didn't know it until now. So she asked him, and how'd you figure it out now? How do you know you're a genius now? It's not only once, but it's happened numerous times where I've heard all the inhabitants of our village, when they're uncertain, one says the holiday is going to fall out on a Monday, and the other guy says it's going to fall out on a Tuesday, they fight back and forth. They all say, let's go ask him, and then we'll know what's right. So you see, I'm a genius. Everyone in the village agrees that when they're not certain when a holiday is going to come out, when a season's going to come out, they all agree, they come to me, and then they'll get the right answer. So his wife was very happy to hear that she's married to a genius. Made her very happy to hear that her husband is a genius. Then some time passed, and he traveled the great seas. He came to the big city. He came to their shuls. He saw some big people who really learned Torah, people who were God-fearing, people whose traits were whole. And he heard them talking to one another and trying to refine halacha with one another, getting down to the finest details. And as he's standing there, he can't even understand what they're talking about. As Baba amar li ishto, then when he returned, he told his wife, "Keti kim tatea." He says, boy was I foolish. Dimiti v'chashavti ma shechashavti. I thought I was such a genius. Yan heyoti yoshev bakvar ben kafriyim. That's because I'm living here among villagers. Shehem ach kevamot sadai. The villagers, their intelligence is in competition with the animals. Uchnegdam heyiti b'enai shmule umlumad. So next to them, I felt like I was so learned. But you know, I came to the great city. There I saw the light of those that are really enlightened. So there I took note. I wanted to see what they're worth. I'm not going to ever again say I have any of those fantastic traits. Now I really know how lowly, how humble I should be, because I know that when I compare, I don't really compare. Hanimshal, what's the message of this allegory? Kisheyahu alav shalom, because the prophet Isaiah, peace be upon him, birotot atzmo rashum bedoro v'chokhma bigvura v'osher v'chadomei min amalot, he saw in his generation that he was noted for his wisdom, his might, his wealth. He saw that he was considered exceptional in his day. So he realized, hey, he's top, right? The Navi Yeshaya was top in his day. But what happens in his first prophetic vision, he sees the honor of the God of Israel on his exalted throne. He sees the angels. He hears how an angel makes a declaration and there's a massive earthquake throughout earth. Then Yeshaya says, then the Navi, the prophet Isaiah says, then he says, whoa, I've been silenced. As though he was admitting and saying, I thought I was extraordinary. And that's because I'm a mere mortal whose lips are defiled. Among my crowd, among my neighbors, so that's why I felt like, oh yeah, I've accomplished something. And I never saw anything beyond the neighborhood I grew up in. Yeshaya says, I knew the land of Israel. I knew the people of Israel. In their midst, I was tops. But now that I was given prophetic vision, I see what's going on in heaven. Now I say, oh boy, wait a second. What am I? He says, now that I've seen the king, the one who controls all armies, now I feel like, woe to me, I don't belong here. True humility only comes after a person has perception of godliness. When you can understand that there's something so much greater, that's when one can start attaining true humility. Then a person takes note of the faults of man. That's how we find that Moshe, he had the greatest perception of what it meant to what godliness meant. That's why he was the most humble of men, because he had that perception. The more we understand God, the more it comes naturally for a person to be humble.